Suddenly, everything was clear to her. His demeanor, his anger, everything. Oh, good grief, Sin! You couldn't possibly think I was really going to find someone else. I didn't remain chaste for 11,000 years to start sleeping around now. Believe me, if there's one thing I am, it's capable of controlling myself. So put that jealousy back in its box and cover it with a stainless steel lid. Nail it shut and stick it where the sun never shines. I don't ever want to see this side of you again. He stepped back.
Well, what am I supposed to think? You don't look any worse for the wear.
Wear of what? He looked away from her.
Never mind.
She stopped him before he entered the shower. Do you think this week was easy on me? He raked her with a sneer.
You look pretty unscarred.
She growled at him.
Boy, you better be glad you're stunning when you're naked, or I'd skin you for that.
I've been through utter hell this week because of you. Do you think I wanted to come crawling back here, only to have you tell me to get lost again? I know it's hard for you to believe, but I do have my pride, and you've kicked it for the last time. His face brightened.
You missed me?
And that just irritated her more. Is that all you got out of what I just said?
No, but it's what I need to know the answer to.
She let out a frustrated breath. Yes, Sin, I missed you. I've mourned for you, I've hated you, I've wanted to sick Simmy on you with barbecue sauce. And I've done nothing but think about how much I just want to hold you, and yes, I've missed every part of you. From that annoying little sound you make when you're irritated to the way you hold on to me when we sleep. Now are you happy? His golden eyes sparkled.
I'm delirious.
He kissed her again. Kat pulled back and shook her head. You know, I'm starting to feel like a yo-yo here. Either you want me or you don't. You have to stop playing with me because I can't take it.
I want you here with me, Katra. I do. I've barely been able to function this week.
She cocked her head. Are you sure?
Yes, he breathed. You're twice the distraction when you're gone as you are when you're here.
She wasn't sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but she was willing to take it. Pleased by his rancor, she wrinkled her nose at him. Well, in that case, get a bath. You're kind of smelly.
No, I'm not.
She held her hand up with her forefinger and thumb about an inch apart. Just a little. He snorted.
Fine.
He opened the shower and stepped in. To his delight, Kat followed him inside and took the cloth from his hand before she began washing his back.
So what did you find out about Kesar?
He asked over his shoulder. The only thing he fears is a woman named Ravenna. Sin gave her a duh stare.
She's not a woman. She's another demon.
Is she a living demon?
There's some speculation that she is alive and well, but no one has heard from her for centuries.
Is she Galu?
Oh, no. She's unique to herself.
How so?
She eats the flesh of other demons, hence Kesar's fear of her.
Ooh, nice. She could come in handy.
If we could find her. But I wouldn't hold my breath. Not to mention, when there aren't any demons around, she eats the flesh of infants and pregnant women. She's a vicious one.
She sounds lovely. Maybe we should invite her for dinner one night. Kat turned him around so that she could soap the front of him. It was actually hard to concentrate while she was touching his naked body. She'd forgotten how breathless he made her. He was so large and powerful, so incredibly sexy. It was hard to think about anything other than the fact that she really wanted another go-round that ended with her bending him like a pretzel. By the way, I also found out that Zakhar is being kept
chained to Kesar's throne, and the tablet is around his neck.
She looked up to catch the heated glint in his eyes as she ran the cloth over his cock and under his sack. You knew that?
I made sure I got that information from a few of my recent kills.
Sweet. All my information was useless. Nice to know.